Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 3rd, an Epicurean affair featuring Chef Guy Fieri. More information about this culinary celebration held at St. Martin's Marcus Pavilion at stmartin.edu/gala.
I started out making them so that I could make Molly Stevens' Moroccan chicken dish, which calls for them. But now I use them in all sorts of dishes anytime I want a really intense shot of, a powerful shot of lemon flavor.
I did a whole bunch of canning this weekend.
What did you can?
Well, actually, 2 weeks ago, I got some late local raspberries and did a small batch of raspberry jam. This past week, I did blackberry jam and strawberry balsamic jam.
Now,
amazing.
What is balsamic jam?
You know, it's balsamico, balsamic vinegar, strawberry jam with a little bit of balsamic vinegar in it. And the reason that I had to make this was because my friend Rebecca Den makes a really delicious small batch version of this on a regular basis. And she gave it to me, and my husband swears it's the best strawberry jam he's ever had. I think hers were better than mine because she used earlier in the season, delicious shucks and strawberries. And I used some local berries. They were sweet, but they weren't quite as sweet as those amazing shucksins.
Well, I do a little bit of canning, but not very much. Pretty much just cucumber pickles and preserved lemons. Now, I gave you a jar of my half sours. Have you tried one of those yet?
You did. And I have to tell you, Stein, I mean, I don't want to embarrass you or anything.
No, that's right.
But I didn't love those. I mean, you've given me half sours in the past that I thought were great. What was the matter with that?
I think maybe the brine was a little bit too weak.
I absolutely would. That's how I would describe it. I mean, it just didn't. The pickle was good. The texture was but it didn't have that kind of garlicky, salty flavor. It had the scent of it.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I still like them, but yes, I think the brine was a little bit too weak in that. So I'm going to give that another run if I can get my hands on some decent cucumbers this late in the year. But the thing that I do regularly all year long is make preserved lemons. I started out making them so that I could make Molly Stevens' Moroccan chicken dish, which calls for them. But now I use them in all sorts of dishes anytime I want a really intense shot of lemon flavor.
Yeah, I find preserved lemons in restaurant recipes all the time, and I certainly use them at home as well.
Yeah.
And they're pretty easy to make and nice to have around. And although these days I've noticed at a lot of the salad bars in the fancier supermarkets, you can actually buy one, which lasts a while for me.
Yeah, well, I've seen them. I haven't seen them just loose like that. I've seen jars of them in the fancy supermarkets, but I would never in a million years. They're exorbitant. It's ridiculous. They're so easy to make.
You know, and what I also did this last weekend, late at night, I had a couple of hours. I took some tomatoes and did the slow roast in the oven. Do you do this?
Well, no, I don't like tomatoes, you know.
Oh, gosh. You know, so I sliced these in half. The romas I cut into fours. Yeah. I cut them into quarters. I took some nice cherry tomatoes. And you can do this year-round. You don't have to do it with summer-ripe tomatoes. And what's nice is that it brings out the sweetness in even not the best-tasting tomatoes. So, though, of course, if you know, the best you can get are going to do a better job. But I just cut them, put them on big baking sheets with a little bit of olive oil, some salt and pepper, and some garlic. And I actually had one of those Trader Joe's basil plants that I snip some of the leaves off and added that to it and slow roasted at about 200, I think 250 for about 3 hours until it got all the juices out of it. And it makes them like candy.
Oh.
I put it on parchment paper, which was helpful to not have the schmutz on the, So I packed them in oil and I just have a nice quart in the refrigerator. And I've been use them for pastas. I put them on a BLT the other day because we were out of fresh tea.
Oh, I bet they would be good. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. Nancy and I will put up pictures of our various canning projects right at the Food for Thought website there at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. You'll see a picture of my preserved lemons, and I'll also post recipe for making your own. Don't buy them. They're too expensive. They're easy to make. Trust me. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick, the man in the can, Stein.